This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
George Vidal says, we hire agents to look out for our best interests. Sounds like his agent let him down. You know, here's where I'm not blaming the agent. I'm not blaming the Dolphins. I'm not blaming the fans. I'm not blaming the media. I'm not blaming anything except X. That's it. Did you get in a fight with his, well, I don't know what it was, girlfriend, wife, fiance, whatever. Did you get into a domestic issue with her? Did any of you do that? I didn't do that. Did the media do that? I know I'm the media, whatever, but did they? Did the Dolphins do that? No, right? Okay, is it your knees that constantly need scoping? Or is it his agent's knees, or is it my knees? No, it's his knees, right? Okay. So he hired that agent, right? Did you hire him? I didn't hire him. Okay, so the agent then comes up with the deal. You agreed to it, right? So was that your fault? Was that my fault? Was that the Dolphins' fault? No, X. See, that's the problem with X. And now, all of a sudden, he's got his agent like a bulldog searching for more money. And look, David Kanter is a good dude. I know David Kanter very well. Exceptional person. I love David Kanter. But he's got a job to do. He's got to go out. That he fired the other agent because he wants a new deal. Well, now this agent has to go out and get a new deal. That's it. That's his job. His job's not to reason with X. I mean, apparently it seems to me like X makes a lot of mistakes. He might be a great corner. Okay, I know that. I know he can play the hell out of that position and help out, but I got nobody to blame but him. Nobody. I point the fingers at X. Now, he may not want to look in the mirror and say, God damn, dude, I'm screwing up all over the place. I hired the wrong agent. I don't even bother to look at the contract to see if, you know, what'd you do? Just sign it, dude? That's all? You just signed it? You didn't do any homework? You didn't try to compare it. You didn't try to look at other guarantees. I mean, you can find that information. I know I can. If I feel like it, I can find out about all the contract information I want. I don't bother doing this anymore. I just wait till it comes out. But I used to be able to get all the info if I felt like it. So if I could do it, I know he can. Why didn't you, bro? Why didn't you have any questions? You know what I mean? So when the bank gives you something to sign, you just sign it and you don't read over the fine print. You don't try to understand what's going on. When you're trying to negotiate a deal, whether it's for a car, a house, whatever, aren't you trying to get everything possible, right? You go in, you sign up for this, you know, country club membership, or aren't you trying to negotiate other things in there or whatever, right? Aren't you trying to do that? Aren't you trying to find out what somebody else paid and see if you can get a better deal than that? I mean, that's kind of what intelligent people do. They just don't walk in and hear, I'll sign it. I'm sorry, X. You know, it's so you screw up and now you want to blame everybody else for your own screw ups. No, dude, I'm sorry. That's not how the world works. That's not how we do things. In real life, we don't do it that way. That's not the game we play. But if you want to play it that way, then hey, man, more power to you. God bless you, bro. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. If that's what you want to do, go ahead. And if I'm the Dolphins, I'm just waiting for the best deal to cross the table before I accept it. And we saw what happened with Laremy Tunsil. That dude is not going to just accept any deal whatsoever. It better be a deal that benefits the Miami Dolphins for trading X. But X has no one to blame but himself. That's it. It's your fault. I mean, listen, we're talking about a guy that's bad at math. You know, he actually said that he's played 2 years on the deal. Really? I'm sorry. I must have missed that first year when you were playing. I could have sworn you were on the sidelines with a knee injury. I could have sworn that the defense went to New England without you and beat the greatest quarterback to ever play the game at his house in a week that they desperately needed it in order to get the bye week. Without you, they shut down the GOAT. They beat the GOAT without you.